producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Well, the cocaine is the initiator here, but anytime you take cocaine, that speeds up the metabolic processes in the body. Almost anything that you take with cocaine is going to be magnified 10 times or so in its strength and its effect upon the body. So when he's using these herbal sexual enhancers that really trick the body, to call it a sexual enhancer is another food labeling loophole that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
These things stimulate certain nerve responses in the body, and when you do it in combination with cocaine, you're magnifying its already dangerous effect on the body anyway.
There's Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joined me on the Good Day program earlier this week to talk about Lamar Odom. And as it turns out, the Lamar Odom case is the number 10 item this week on the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of October 12th to the 16th, 2015, are what we are going to focus on, as we usually do here in this hour of the program. It's from number 10 to number 1, our journey. And as we have overviewed Lamar Odom, I guess we can review the Talk Radio Countdown Show that's based on information that comes from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and from my staff, too. The Talk Radio Countdown program is part of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The Talkers Magazine is at talkers.com. All about the talk radio industry. I can talk all day about talk radio. News talk radio from number 10 to number 1, Lamar Odom, and sports in general. Well, I guess actually because Lamar Odom seemed to get a lot of attention, we moved to number 9, which normally is number 10.
Number nine.
The playoffs, baseball's end of the year celebration. Here's Taco Scott Beatty talking to Jamal Collier from MLB.com about the Cubs surprising everybody as they continue to win and now head into the National League Championship Series.
You know, obviously this is the postseason win heard round at Cubs Nation. How far is this thing ringing out? Because it's certainly a huge deal around here, and you are based in New York, Jamal, and wondering how things are being heard out there.
Tell you what, the first time in the history of Wrigley Field and all the history goes into that ballpark that the Cubs clinched a playoff game at home, I think. You just have more people kind of just stunned at that number that you just kind of think would happen. When you think about it, the Cubs obviously haven't touched a bunch of postseason games, period, let alone at home. But it is a huge story here and everywhere in the baseball world. This team is not only doing this ahead of expectations. I mean, they're just so likable. And they've got so many guys. They've got these monster home runs. Everybody's around here and everywhere I've talked to is getting pretty excited.
You probably remember Kyle Schwarber. I mean, I remember him hitting balls here when he was with Indiana against the Illini that I think were landing over in the cemetery on the north side of Kirby. In less than 18 months, he's in the big leagues and he is hitting monster moonshots. When you remember seeing Kyle Schwarber, do you remember thinking this is a guy that's going to be doing huge things in a postseason team 18 months from now?
I believe that, of course, anybody could have thought that was going to happen. But I remember that was a pretty good Indiana team his last year there. And I remember he being a very good player, one of the better players in the Big Ten Illinois had seen, the entire season. You knew that there were some things. It's obviously so difficult to project prospects, especially in baseball. Mostly guys are 3 or 4 years away. So, yeah, you saw the power. Yeah, you saw the build. But as far as being a catcher, you didn't think that was going to happen. And as far as projecting that this guy could come in, like you said, 18 months, not that long ago, I saw this guy in college playing. It's kind of surreal to think that, he's one of the faces of this team that is on the precipice of doing something really, really historic.
Number eight item has to do with this last Monday's holiday, or so-called holiday. You won't get much sympathy from me if you think Columbus Day is a neat holiday, because I think it's a waste of time. Columbus was a really bad guy. That's my pejorative. Here's Talk Host Lee, David Lee, with Joanne White Rabbit from the Minnesota American Indian Chamber of Commerce about St. Paul renaming Columbus Day.
Let's talk about this St. Paul Council passing that resolution, renaming Columbus Day, and take us back through the whole process of getting this done.
Well, it was actually at the request of the St. Paul Hero Commission, and we worked for several months to prepare the resolution, and the City Council had unanimous sponsorship and unanimous passing of the resolution. So it was quite exciting, and the mayor's office had full support and were involved from the beginning as well. So it was really a joint effort of a lot of people working together to make this happen.
Now, there are some other cities that have also recognized it. Did that help you at all in the cause?
Yes, Minneapolis recognized it last year. That was their inaugural event, so yes. And we are working with other cities throughout the state. And hopefully our ultimate goal is to have the state of Minnesota be the first one to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, from that state level, that would be interesting. The resolution, how does it read, Joanne?
It talks about the history of the Indigenous people and the Ojibwe and the Dakota people and the contributions that they've made in the state. And it talks about, it doesn't really go into Columbus and discovering America as such, other than the contributions and that we were here. And so that it talks about all of the contributions that Indigenous people have made.
I understand when that resolution was the pass that it drew heavy applause.
Yes. Yes.
Big response.
Yes. Yes, very positive. And we've received a lot of support from across the country as well.
All right. So we have already begun number 10, number 9, number 8 in the focus thus far, and we're only at 14 past the hour on this week's countdown, number 7 next.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our 4th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid, pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Hey, so you saw the premiere of Undateable Live Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was part of the show. I even tweeted the cast during the show.
Wow, really?
Yes, you can literally connect with the cast during Undateable Live on social media.
That's cool.
Twitter or Instagram, you know? So it's unlike any TV experience ever. I mean, this show isn't just live. It's alive.
It's amazing. Then it's the premiere of a new comedy, Truth Be Told, starring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tone Bell.
Man, it looks laugh-out-loud funny.
Tonight on NBC.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Fall is here,
and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Number seven item on our countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, is a focus on our immigration policy. Here's radio host Doug McIntyre talking to Jesse Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies about the battle that is brewing over sanctuary cities.
The number of sanctuary cities apparently has now grown to 340. And with thousands and thousands of illegals have been released from local and county jails, in some cases state penitentiaries, to commit new crimes. This is not just Trump rhetoric. These are actual facts. This is actually what's going on. And, of course, we speak from Los Angeles, which in some ways is the spawn of all the sanctuary city laws in America. Special Order 40 is the granddaddy of them all, and it's been cloned in various forms around the country.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the problem is most definitely biggest in California because of these laws that have proliferated starting there. And, of course, the state of California has this so-called Trust Act that puts local law enforcement agencies in a terrible position of having to violate federal law because of a misguided state law. Bottom line is, at least 1,000 criminal aliens that ICE is trying to deport are getting sent back to the streets every month. And, you know, and that's the ones that ICE is trying to deport. There are many others who are falling between the cracks, too.
Well, what we've seen in the last couple of years, Jessica, we had feeble border enforcement for many, many years, certainly going back through the George W. days. But over the last couple of years, what we've seen is just simply the abandonment of border enforcement, of immigration enforcement. We really have.
It certainly has been undermined on a number of fronts, especially from this administration, the Obama administration, but also from all of these local jurisdictions, and people are getting worn down.
Yep.
And it's taking a toll in our communities, though. It's not that nothing can be done about it, because I think things can be done about it. Congress is about to try next week. There's a bill that's been introduced by Senator Vitter of Louisiana that would do a couple things to address the sanctuary problem. One would be to withhold certain kinds of federal funding from the sanctuaries and redistribute them to the jurisdictions that want to cooperate, but it would also provide immunity from predatory lawsuits for those law enforcement agencies that want to cooperate with ICE but have been prevented from doing so. It would strengthen their hand enormously and support the 90 to 95% of law enforcement agencies that want to cooperate with ICE and understand why it's a good idea. It would stop these releases. It really would, it's not perfect, but it really would be the most constructive piece of immigration legislation that has a chance to move in a long time.
Yeah, but could it pass? I mean, the president, I would guess, would veto it in 5 seconds.
Maybe so, but, you know, I think the first thing that needs to happen is our members of Congress need to be put on record if they're willing to vote to protect criminal aliens.
All right, so there we are at number seven. The countdown continues with a focus on number six and then the top five in the next half. I want to welcome in new affiliate WNJE at 920 on the dial in Trenton, Pennsylvania, here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, along with 294 other stations. They carry the countdown every weekend. I guess it's 295 now. I can add 294 plus 1, 295. Hooray! I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown at 21 after the hour.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week as we review the top ten in talk here on the who's going to be the next Speaker of the House routine. Our host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy. Here they on their program talk to Congressman Robert Hurd of Virginia about the shaky state of things in the House as the search for a Speaker continues.
How ugly is it in the House right now? Is it just nasty up there with this power battle that's going on?
Yeah, you know,
we need
a
Speaker, huh?
Yes, we do. We need a Speaker, and we need to get it done as soon as possible. You know, I think John Boehner, over the last 4 years, lost a lot of support. You know, despite some progress that that I think our conference made on certain issues relating to spending and some of the debt and deficit issues. Earmarks was something that I think was you can give him credit for doing away with the earmark process, which I think had come to symbolize for political corruption in Washington, D.C. But I think over the years, for a lot of different reasons, I think he began to lose support. A lot of it, I think, had to do with just sort of the impossibility of the job because you know, we have been dealing with you know, a president who has gone around Congress in a lot of instances. And so for a lot of reasons, again, I think that he lost that support and now we are in sort of a vacuum. And we had a little false start with Kevin McCarthy. And so I think it was probably good for everybody to step back for a second and say, you know, number one, who is going to be the person that's going to be able to bring our conference together and act like a responsible majority and a governing majority? And in the one hand, and then who is going to bring some reform to the way things are done in the House?
See, that's one of the things that I'd heard out of this whole kind of bickering back and forth is that a lot of people said that's what they really want in the Republican caucus or whatever. I think it was the Freedom Way, that they want to change how things are done. So instead of being handed a bill and saying, here's your bill, let's discuss it on the House floor. Do you feel that that would be a better way to go?
I was so surprised when I first got elected to Congress to see how actually the committee process worked and the floor process worked, because having come from Richmond in the General Assembly where we actually legislate, you know, we in Richmond we would dispose of 2,500, 3,000 bills in a two-month period. But every bill would get a vote, and every bill that was introduced would get referred to a committee. That's not the way it works in Washington. It's much more of a top-down, drop-down, pick-up. You know, the leadership would pick issues and then put those things, those limited things, on the floor with very little room for debate and real committee work. And I think that that led to a sort of a disenfranchisement among many in our conference, and a concern, because if you have the leadership doing that and the completely and strictly governing the agenda, what you end up doing is you end up disenfranchising the members who aren't aren't able to participate in the process fully, and who, you know, it's not very important that about how the members feel, but it's the constituents that you represent. I mean, that's
right.
isn't that the real point? So so I do think that there's an opportunity to do that. I fear if we don't have some significant reform in the legislative process in Washington, that the next speaker, it doesn't matter who it is, is going to hit the same problem.
We were kind of reviewing our civics classes when this whole thing started with the speaker, and rediscovered that you don't have to be a member of the House
right. To
be the speaker. And in this instance, with this particular Congress, the more I think about it, the more I think it might not be a bad idea.
Every single day, there's another Republican lawmaker who seems to wake up and decide that he or she wants to be Speaker of the House. That's because Representative Paul Ryan, who seems to be the favorite, hasn't really made up his mind. Most feel he has wide support and could do the best job possible. However, he's worried about his family. So let's see where that shakes out. Number is 5-1. Up next on the countdown.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27-36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospital.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Those of you listening in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to the countdown in Huntsville, Alabama, Madison, Wisconsin, Jackson, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, happy to have you on board. The people that are listening in Charlottesville and Indianapolis, how do you do? How do you do? Let's review where we are now in the process of getting to number one. We started number 10, the Lamar Odom case is in that position this week. Major League Baseball playoffs in the ninth position. What you did for Columbus Day, or maybe what you didn't do for Columbus Day, in the eighth position. Our overall immigration policy in the spotlight continuing. It's number seven this week. Who's going to be the next Speaker of the House at number six? So I guess it's time now for...
number five.
Yes, the Israeli violence continues into the weekend. Here's host Gary Rivers talking to Middle East correspondent Jessica Gollaher about the spike in violence that's taken place this week in Israel.
It's not an intifada, but Israel has called up more help in order to quell what's become knifings in Jerusalem and throughout Israel. Could you explain some of this for us?
Sure. There have been knifings, stabbings, shootings, Molotov cocktail throwing. It started about a month ago. Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, which is referred to by the Palestinians as the Noble Sanctuary, mm-hmm. and the Jews as the Temple Mount. Muslims are allowed to pray at this Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is in the region. Jews are allowed to visit the holy site, but they can't pray there. And some Jews have been doing that. And so the Palestinians think that this is an incitement. So we have seen quite a few attacks by Palestinians against Israelis over the past month. Just yesterday, there was an attack by a Palestinian. He boarded a bus and tried to stab people. There are conflicting reports of whether he actually did manage to stab an elderly woman that's less than a minute's walk here from our office. And yesterday at the Damascus Gate, a Palestinian attacker stabbed a tourist. He was then shot by police. These are not uncommon over the past month. We get text messages constantly from security forces here, and my phone has not stopped beeping and ringing for the past week. At least 27 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in clashes. Israel says 14 of them were identified as attackers. At least 8 Israelis have been killed in the violence. And many of the Palestinians that I spoke with today when I was at Damascus Gate, which is the Muslim entrance to the city, they say that this is not exactly violence. It's a way that they can show that they're tired of being occupied by Israel. Not everyone had that sentiment. Some other Palestinians said that they were tired of the violence. They feel like there needs to be talks, but it really, there has been an uptick. About 300 forces have been deployed throughout Jerusalem, mostly on public transportation. You see them on street corners with machine guns, full riot gear. They jump out of vans. They are really a presence everywhere. It has been calm today. It's unclear if that's whether people are just too afraid to go outside or it's the new presence on the streets. I also have to mention that there have been checkpoints set up in Arab neighborhoods. So when you leave Arab neighborhoods, for example, in East Jerusalem, they check the car, they check your person. I was leaving East Jerusalem last night, and I was pulled over by the security forces as well, and they're trying to make sure that people do not enter the city with knives, guns, etc.
Number four, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. Here's Taco Steve Scott with correspondent Pam Coulter. They discuss the president's announcement that troops will not be out of Afghanistan as had been previously promised.
How many U.S. troops will still be in Afghanistan when Mr. Obama leaves in 2017?
Well, that's a little bit up in the air, Steve. Right now, they're 9,800, and they will stay there through most of next year. It will be up to military commanders to decide exactly when to drop that number down to 5,500. Of course, the president had wanted it to be down to about 1,000, based out of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul by the time he left office, but now that's not going to happen.
What role will the remaining troops have?
They'll have kind of a double mission to do counterterrorism operations and also to continue training and advising Afghan forces. And as we heard from the president, he said the Afghan forces are fighting, you know, with a lot of dedication and heart, but they're just not completely ready to be left to the task alone because the Taliban has resurged. There's Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Afghanistan now, and he says it's just too soon to lead them to their own devices.
Do they know how long it may take to get these Afghan forces ready?
Well, I think that's kind of up in the air. You know, I think the White House would say they've made a lot of progress, but as we saw recently, the Taliban came out and they took the city of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan and held it for 2 weeks. And Afghan forces did fight to take that back, but they had a lot of support from U.S. airstrikes and special operation forces on the ground. So it could be a while yet, and I think that's why the policy is sort of, you know, the president said that this isn't the first adjustment to the policy, and it probably won't be the last, and the next president will be doing it too.
Number three. Let's get at number three here this week on the countdown. Syria, the ISIS situation there, military campaigns, the Russians are involved, the Europeans are involved, the Americans are involved. Here are hosts Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talking to terrorism expert Frank Wukow about the latest on Russia and Syria and ISIS in the Middle East.
I'm still perplexed by what's happening in Syria. In separating the good guys from the bad guys, you got the Russians working to keep Assad in power. You've got us dropping munitions and things like that in northern Syria now to the rebels there in their fight against ISIS. And we know how that stuff always ends up in the hands of ISIS. But how do you tell the good guys from the bad guys there?
Well, there's a song. Teddy's really good at music tribute, Ted. I remember a song back in the 70s, the lyrics, "There ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys."
Right.
That's kind of the way I look at Syria right now. I had a similar experience back in the 90s when I was in Bosnia, and on a daily basis, you just look around and think there are no good guys. And then other days, you would find little pockets of of positive results within each group. And Syria right now is just an absolute mess. Even within groups that we think we could be allied with and cooperate with, you never know who's infiltrating those groups and what bad elements are at large there as well.
Baghdadi was rumored to have been hit in a convoy strike. Any word on whether he was off tonight?
No, these are things, Ted, we've seen over the years where we typically take our time before we, you know, really come out and say with positivity that we've killed somebody. And there's a whole series of sensitive site exploitation that has to take place after a strike like that, and then analysis of DNA and things like that. So it could be a while yet before that's confirmed, if it is confirmed at all.
Frank, I was reading last night about a Sunni group called Abul Nimer, forgive my pronunciation, or Family of the Tiger. And it's a tribe that has been targeted by ISIS, I guess, because of their commitment to taking them out. And they've had some success. In fact, I think they claim that they were the first ones to strike them, this group, before they became known as ISIS when Hussein was toppled. But who, in truth, has been the most successful at not only combating ISIS, but perhaps has the best chance at destroying them?
Oh, I'd say right now, without a doubt, Corey, it is it's the Russians with the way that they're conducting their operations at this very moment. I mean, this is a no-holds-barred endeavor, and this is not the kind of thing where you take it lightly, where you over-calculate and over-analyze and, you know, throw on top of that the way we do business. You know, we think it's a great idea to have embedded media and stuff like that. But the Russians are getting down to the business of destroying this enemy and destroying Assad's enemies inside of Syria. And even from a theological perspective, that's the only thing a group like ISIS understands is defeat on the battlefield.
All right, so here we are with the good luck of having quite a bit of time to discuss the number two issue this week and the number one. And golly gee, what a surprise. They both have to do with politics in America. Can you imagine? And even narrowing it down, who's running for president? And what's the latest news and conversation about that? We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, so you saw the premiere of Undateable Live Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was part of the show. I even tweeted the cast during the show.
Wow, really?
Yes, you can literally connect with the cast during Undateable Live on social media.
That's cool.
Twitter or Instagram, you know? So it's unlike any TV experience ever. I mean, this show isn't just live. It's alive.
It's amazing. Then it's the premiere of a new comedy, Truth Be Told, starring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tone Bell.
Man, it looks laugh-out-loud funny.
Tonight on NBC.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Number two. Number two, a focus on the presidential race. Good Lord. What can we do about getting this down to about a two-week period and limit? How about we have term limits as well? Want to talk about that? Help yourself. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, by the way, for comments on how the countdown works for you and how perhaps you'd like to see it improved in terms of input. Help yourself also to 888-302-3684 when you hear this on the air. Here, with a focus on the latest info regarding who would be the president, talk host Kim Kerrigan with political analyst Dr. Tim Versalati. They discuss a recent poll that the doctor conducted, finding that most voters in our country want more candidates to enter the race.
Western New England University took a poll. Now, more than half of the voters that they sampled said they want somebody else in the 2016 presidential race. This is like the last thing I would have thought anybody would say. Let's put another candidate on a stage. But what's amazing about this is 55% of the people who said they want another candidate can't name one. They don't know who it is. They just don't like what they've got going, right? Were you guys surprised by the outcome?
Yes. Yes. I have to say, with 5 Democrats and 15 Republicans running, that someone that voters would say, well, we'd really like someone else.
I know.
Was a bit of a surprise.
But what's amazing is that they don't necessarily have a specific person in mind, which says to me, I just don't like who's running.
Yeah, it may reflect just a general sense of unease about candidates. And I think it's comparable to when you're hungry and you go into the kitchen and open the refrigerator and you think, oh, I don't want anything that's in here, but I don't know what I do want.
And right.
So I think that was telling when we did ask people for a name, and more than half of the folks who were dissatisfied couldn't offer one. So it may be that that is a desire that just can't be dealt with, that
sure,
there won't be the perfect candidate for some voters.
Well, a few names did pop up, though, and the one that popped up the most during your polling was Joe Biden.
That's right. That's right. And when you break out the sense of dissatisfaction, Democrats are a few points more dissatisfied with the field than Republicans and unenrolled voters. So there was this sentiment out there among those who were dissatisfied. 19% offered Joe Biden's name when asked whom they would like to see get in the race.
Hmm. Also, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's name comes up time and time again here on our show as well.
Yeah. There's still a sense of interest in Romney, and a sense that he might have had a credible candidacy again this time around, and that shows up in our data as well. Mitt Romney and then Elizabeth Warren a few points behind, and then a wide, wide range of individuals, everyone from John Stewart to Colin Powell, Barack Obama, George Mitchell, the former senator from Maine, any number of other possibilities were in the data.
Wow, John Stewart. Let's vote for him. All right, so what's going on the Republican side? You may or may not have heard that Donald Trump and Ben Carson have both sent a letter to CNBC threatening to skip the debate at the end of the month unless their demands are met. According to the story that I saw, these two aspiring Republican nominees said they want the debate to be 2 hours and that's it, not three, as has been suggested. Mr. Trump and Dr. Carson do not and will not agree to appear at a debate that's more than 120 minutes long, including commercial breaks, so says the letter. By the way, the amount of money being raised, well, Trump's not trying to raise money because he got plenty of his own. Carson has usurped or eclipsed the number of dollars raised by Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush has raised $13.4 million over the summer, and Mr. Carson or Dr. Carson has raised over $20 million. There you go. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, as you might imagine, is the Democratic debate from this past week. Here our hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Steve Futterman from CBS about what, if anything, changed after this first performance of those who would run for president as Democrats.
What is the buzz hours after the debate?
I think the buzz is what it was immediately after the debate. Hillary Clinton had a really good night. She was the clear dominant figure. She was very crafty. She was very personable at times. She was aggressive when she had to be. She sounded confident. She did a very good job. Now, of course, we're all going through the debate with a fine-tooth comb. Did she make any big gaffes? I don't think so, but sometimes it takes around 24 hours to sort of filter out. But, you know, I've not heard any of the pundits suggest that she had any problems. She may have actually taken care of, some of the problems she's had in the last months or so. Just a candidate that seemed to be stagnant, not going anywhere. She looked very good last night.
Hey, Steve, any buzz there about how far Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, or Lincoln Chafee might go? I mean, it takes money to keep this up.
Yeah, well, there's talk about how they may have gone downhill last night a bit. They just didn't seem to connect at all. O'Malley, I think, was the biggest disappointment in the sense that we all thought he was going to be quite aggressive and go after Hillary Clinton. He has been that way on the campaign trail, but, you know, sometimes when you're on the stage with the same person, it's tougher to say the same things. We may know that in real life. You say things behind people's backs. You don't want to say it to them in person, even if you feel that way. He was very polite. I even asked him after afterwards, was it a mistake not to be more aggressive? And he said that's not the way he feels this campaign should be run. So that was his line. Chafee and Webb came in with very little support. There may have been very few people who actually knew either of them were running, and I don't think they really necessarily helped themselves, didn't hurt themselves, but there's not much to hurt when you're at 1%, 0%, whatever.
All right, earlier in the week, as we focused on the Good Day program that I host, the Democratic debate was a conversation I had with political blogger Megan Barth. She works at a site called ReaganBaby.com. She talked to supporters in Las Vegas outside where the debate was held on Tuesday night.
I live in Las Vegas, and I don't live too far from the Strip,
mm-hmm.
so I could not pass up the opportunity. I thought the debate was going to be interesting to watch. However, I thought perhaps the real debate might come outside of the debate and talk to the supporters that were there. However, I did not find a supporter of Jim Webb or Chafee or O'Malley. I did have the opportunity to talk to a lot of Hillary and Bernie supporters, and I simply grabbed a friend of mine that lives here. I uploaded Periscope, and he was able to film me while I was walking through the crowd and grabbing anybody that would be willing to talk to me, and really gained a lot of insight into Bernie Sanders supporters. No one would claim that they were a socialist, and some even told me that Bernie wasn't a socialist. Figure that out. Yes.
Yes, it depends on your point of view, your definition of what socialism is.
Right. And I said, well, he calls himself a socialist. And one of the gals said, well, we don't want to label him.
Hmm.
Okay.
Don't label him.
And, however, on Reagan Baby, I was able to come back to the hotel last night, and I did a quick blog, and I found one guy named Jim, and he was standing with a sign, and the sign said, Bernie speaks to me because he reminds me of Jesus. So I had to ask him, well, how does he remind you of Jesus? And, again, his name was Jim, and he was the founder of thegospelofbernie.com. And he is an alum of Liberty University, and that is where Bernie spoke to a sold-out crowd. And he was inspired by Bernie's message because, much like Jesus, it is our duty to help the poor and downtrodden. And Bernie, through his socialist programs and the promises of free education through 16th grade, he referred to it as 16th grade, college education would be paid for by the system, but he didn't necessarily understand that the system gets paid for by somebody else to pay for the system.
Which I love that. Everything is free. It's free. By the way, going back a little bit to those of you asking questions about Joe Biden, he was asked by a reporter late in the week what the story was. He said, I'll talk to you all about that later. There. See you later. Alligator. This week's top 10 talk radio topics listed at DougStephan.com. Would you like to go in there, spend a moment or two, tell us which one is the most important one for you? Was it the political realities of the week, the military realities of the week, the issues around Columbus Day, baseball, sports? What do you think? Let us know. Just vote at Talk Radio's DougStephan.com. Thank you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.